Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day. Then, the new prayer altar, new prayer platform, Turning Point Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. every day, Monday to Saturday. If you can't join us live due to time difference where you are, nothing lost. As soon as you wake up in your country, visit our YouTube or Facebook. Sing the song we sang for the day, the prayer we pray for the day, prophesy over the day as we did, then make the sacrifice we made. Secure or command your day before you enter. Welcome also to Wednesday, October 29, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. 29th day. Two more days to go this month. So much still will happen in your favor. Raise your cell phone as I pray. I prophesy. Within the next 48 hours, your phone will beep with heavy alert, alert upon alert. God will put you, your name, your goods, your services, your platform, and your network in good people's heart to bless you financially and to patronize you. Let's do what we did some days ago that has brought so many miracles and testimonies. I think we should do it more regularly. How many we promise God in sincerity of heart that if money, good money, God will cause it to drop for you between now and Friday night, the last day of the month, from expected and unexpected sources and person, whether in cash, in form of gift or sales or payment from those who owe you, you will pay your tithe correctly and faithfully to God through this commission. Are you saying yes to that? Do you mean it? Then hold your phone and let me pray. God will visit you with money, good sales, good patronage, good financial gift, high patronage in what you do, old time debt that owe you shall be paid. You will receive the kind of money you have not seen in a long time. Say amen. Your client and your customers will soon be calling. Keep your promise with God. As the miracles start dropping, God will be doing more and more. If you are faithful, God will do more. I'm hearing healings. If you are sick, you have pains in any part of your body, whether in the hospital or at home. Many people are sick even though they are still walking about, but they have pain in their body. Lay hand where you have pain and let me pray. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak wellness into everyone's life. Be healed. I say be healed in Jesus' name. Now declare, say I am healed. Say it again. Then exercise your faith. Try to do what you couldn't do before. There is a change. You are healed. Keep confessing it and keep exercising your faith. Now let's start the sharing and the teachings. First one today. Good afternoon, sir. Daddy, why not tell the technical team to help put us Turning Point on mixslr.com so that we can be listening to you on it? Wow, I think that has been done. Media director, I think you told me he's done something in that respect. Please SMS or send a chat to him on +234 803 232 2276. We explain more to you. Next. My wife is making me so worthless, and I've called his attention to it several times, but she refused to change. I'm getting tired of this marriage on a daily basis. I don't know. Maybe all these are happening because she's more financially okay than me, or I just don't understand. Pastor, please advise me on what to do on this matter. I'm a kind of a person that is shy. I don't know how to call her parents or pastor and report to them. Wow. I think your guess is right. You said she's more financially okay. It is wrong when a wife earns more than her husband and begin to talk down on the husband or look down on him. The issue is not just about money. It's about honor, insecurity, and emotional disconnect. Is she also on this platform? Let her listen to this. Every husband needs respect. It is deeply wired in men. You may earn more, but never let money make you dishonor or talk down on your husband. Proverbs 14 verse 1 says, a wise woman builds her home, a foolish one tears it down with her own hand. Don't let that one be your route. For the husband, don't compete and don't feel intimidated or inferior. No, that she's earning more than you does not make you less a man. Keep loving her. Use love, appreciation, and commendation to disarm her. Work hard. Who says you also cannot have money? For both of you, money should never define authority. It should be love. Should be praying together. Many conflicts rooted in pride melt when couples pray together and they serve God together. Listen to this counsel, both of you, and discuss it after. Next, good morning, sir. Daddy, there's a place we leased for our water production in mainland Lagos. The owner told us he wanted to sell it for 40 million naira, and we don't have that kind of money. But my husband wanted to borrow money to pay for the place. Is it wise, sir? We have a plot in Ekpe. I suggested that if it is half of that money, we can use to build and relocate to Ekpe. What do you suggest, Daddy? Thank you, sir. Wow. Water production in mainland Lagos. Then relocation to Ekpe. Relocation to Ekpe will be detrimental to your business. It will mean starting all over again. You will have lost all your customers and the market. The market in Ekpe will not be anything compared with market in Lagos. My counsel is, if the business is doing well where you are, and the loan repayment with the interest from your projection are sustainable, go for the loan. This is not a loan to start a new business, which I constantly warn against. This is for expansion and sustenance. And in the end, the property becomes yours. Don't go to Ekpe. Stay in the mainland where your brand is already known. My final word, let a financial consultant, a professional accountant, help you look into your book and the loan conditions and repayment for a professional advice before the final decision. Next, my question. Since my friend proposed to me, anytime I see him in my dream, it's either he's trying to kill me or I'm running away from him. I have prayed about this, but the dream persists. What should I do, sir? Wow, I've told us that we should not make our marriage decision through dream. It is possible that a familiar spirit is using his image to scare you. So subject this matter to serious warfare prayers, as we have taught us here. Solution will come is a spiritual matter. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Today, Wednesday, is our weekly prayer matin service in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. Be there live. Telephone numbers for more information, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the prayer matin in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt Centers. Two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Don't miss it. Bring a currency note for anointing. Focus is on business, career, and financial enlargement and explosion. This Friday, October 31, is our monthly 30-minute crossover vigil, 10 minutes to 12 to 20, 25 minutes after 12 that night. Don't miss it. Load your data. Don't miss the prayer hub, the latest prayer platform, 6:30 to 7 a.m. on our social media platforms, as I have explained. Month is ending. So if you're a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 10-10-10 we are sowing this month, we will start the seed of 11-11-11 in November. Do so as soon as you can. And remember your promise that if God will make good money happen for you between now and Friday night, you will pay your tithe. Do so. It will keep being lifted. I think we should engage this month. Very soon, you will be tithing in millions, 7, 8, 9 figures. All TPDF are members without stress, without struggle. God will take you there. Just be faithful. He will carry you high. The Lord bless you and enlarge you. You will end this month strong. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.